Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the What Podcast. I'm Barry. With me is Lord Taco. You'll notice again, missing is Brad. Brad is still moving into his new place in New York City. For his new job, they moved from New Orleans to New York, and I understand just a couple of days ago, the furniture actually arrived. I think you got that word too, didn't you, Taco?
That's correct. It looks like they got everything they needed, so.
Yeah, I got a FaceTime from them the other day, and they were sitting on a cushion and on a wooden floor in an empty house, so, you know, we try not to pick on, as we said, pick on him, but Brad's not with us today. But we've got another great show. I'm very excited about it. We have talked about doing this for years, and definitely this year, but that's to have somebody on who can speak to EDM music, electronic dance music. We have admitted, freely admit, we'll continue to admit, it's just not our lane. I don't think either one of us has a dislike. You know, or any opinions like that, it's just not something that we listen to a lot, right?
Yeah, and like you said, that's what we do. We go to the source when we want to talk about something, and that's what we did this week.
Yeah, and we'll get into that, and I want to thank Kyle for joining us. He's a friend of yours, and you'll hear about how we got Kyle and why we got Kyle and all that in a second, but I wanted to go back to something that we talked about 2 weeks ago when Brad was here in Chattanooga as they were moving and actually came by the world headquarters here, and we recorded down in Studio 1. And today I'm in Studio 2 because I've had a little medical thing and not going up and downstairs, so I've adapted till I'm upstairs if you're wondering, you know, why there's a strange background behind me. But we talked about a couple of things and a couple of things have happened since that I wanted to kind of to bring up, and I've really thought about it. If you remember, Taco, 2 weeks ago, we kind of were asking the question because we're hearing rumors that ticket sales are not great for Bonnaroo or for not. That's not right. They're not selling out. Let's put it that way. I don't know. You know, they may be close. They may be 90%. They may be 80. I don't think Bonnaroo is. But as we have said, and you had on your t-shirt 2 weeks ago, never not great. That's where that whole expression came from.
That's right.
The 2016 festival was the lowest attended number. And we all agree, or at least Brad and I agree. I don't think you were there that year. It was one of our favorite ones.
Yeah, I wasn't there, but I've heard that from a lot of people. And a lot of people are saying they would love a return to that level of, 2016, where it's just less people and less crowds and just easier to get around.
Exactly. And I guess what I wanted to was to say is while we were talking about that, I think it was – I just want to point out my point was it just feels like a reset year. It feels like a lot of people, fans, the people going, the people putting it on, everything are just trying to figure out where we are. And I think that's normal. But I was listening to, well, Kyle is a longtime goer, been going since 2012. He's a friend of yours. You met there at Bonnaroo. Brad and I have been friends since camping together. We were not friends before. We knew each other. So it's Bonnaroo that has connected us. You and I are connected because of this podcast and That's Bonnaroo. Right. I didn't know you before.
Nope.
You just spent the weekend down in Huntsville with Daniel and Sharla, hosts of the Real Rue Bus podcast.
Yeah.
That podcast didn't exist a couple of years ago. We have become, you know, internet friends with Jake and Parker of the Ruham guys.
That's right.
A third podcast that is dedicated primarily to Bonnaroo. We're all friendly, like each other very much. You hang out with Daniel and Sharla quite a bit.
Yeah, I was just down there this weekend.
That's right. And Pondo, our guest last week, we communicate with through Reddit and Discord and whatever else. I was listening to Daniel and Charla's podcast last week, and they were talking about what we were talking about. And Sharla, as she has said many, many times, I go for the community. The lineup and the music are secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to point that out, that, you know, I think that's so real. And it's amazing to me that this whole community exists. And it goes way deeper than just casual, hey, I'll see you in a year. You know, we all talk year round.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's really cool, is the point I guess I'm trying to make. And while this may indeed be a reset year, I think it will be a good year. And I think it will reset and we'll come out stronger. It's not a doom and gloom. I don't see that at all. I think it's just a figuring out, you know, what the next step is.
Yeah, it needs to happen. And, you know, look, the last 2 years, you talk about we go for the community. Well, there's been no Bonnaroos for 2 years, but, you know, we still threw together Minnaroos. We still had our own gatherings, because that's what we missed, was the community. We missed the people. So, yeah, the lineup is great, and all the other activities are fun, but, you know, that's what keeps us coming back.
It's a shared thing, and it's a shared attitude. We talked about it with Pondo, this idea of why can't it be like this year-round.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's very real to me. Like I said, but you, me, and Brad are friends. We talk regularly because of this show. We have some things in common, but not everything, you know.
Yeah.
And it's all because of this, not this show, the festival. We talk because of this show, but it's the festival that brought us together and continues to keep us together.
It's the festival that inspired all of this.
Yeah. Right. And our first guest is another great example of that. And we get into it with him. The EDM thing surprised some of us that we had been going for years. You know, why would Bonnaroo take one of their larger stages, one of their larger tents, and dedicated entirely to one genre of music? It wasn't our genre, our favorite, but it made perfect sense to me. And the more we all thought about it, it continued to make sense. And it still does. And Kyle, I think, does a great job of addressing that. So, I guess that's it. Anything else before we bring him on?
I don't think so. Let's just get into it.
Let's do it. All right. Here's Kyle. And he's going to tell us, he's going to give us some of his picks for some EDM acts, house acts, dubstep acts, all the different genres within EDM, some acts to not miss. And so here we go. Here's Kyle. Kyle, thanks for joining us so much on the What Podcast.
Absolutely.
All right. So I want to do several things with this episode today. We promised Taco, you and I, and Brad, we have talked about for years about doing this. We just never have. Not for any good reason. We just never have. I want to establish a couple of things. a lot of people are probably wondering why Kyle? How did we get Kyle on the show? It's a fair question. I was wondering that this morning myself. How was I going to answer that? It reminded me, Taco, you remember, I think this was the occasion when we were in Knoxville in the offices there at AC Entertainment talking to Steven and Brian about how they booked the shows. And I think it was Jack Johnson. Was that when we asked about how Jack Johnson got on the lineup? Do you remember that?
Yeah. And the answer was he answered the phone.
There it is. We sent out our crack research team, our producers, all those people, and who can we get to talk about EDM on an episode of the podcast? Because Brad, Taco, and I admit freely that that's just not our lane.
No, not at all.
And I want to be very careful. I'm sorry, what?
I said not at all. And that's, if we've gotten any criticism, it's because of, we just don't have any expertise there.
Yeah, and it's fair. Mm-hmm. I think it's very fair. And because of that, I also don't want to be the old guy, you kids get off my lawn. I don't have anything against EDM. Of the three of us, I probably listen to the most of it or used to.
Yeah,
I was a big fan of the DJ or the guy that we whose name we no longer mention because he's such a horrible person. But I loved his music, Girl Talk. I love. So I mean, of the three, like I said, I think I probably listened to the most, but I don't claim to understand it. And I've told the story many times. When they converted the other tent to the other stage and brought in EDM, I was sitting in our camp with our good friend Mike Dewar at 2 a.m. He said, "Man, we got to go see this." And we wandered over, and the three of us, I mean, Mike's older than I am. I'm 58. Denson went with us. I don't even know how old Denson is. He's one of those guys. He could be 20. He could be 120.
Yeah.
But the three of us are standing there, and all these kids are running around in rabbit costumes and, glitter and whatever, having a great time. And they kept looking over their shoulders. And at one point I thought, man, we're pretty cool to be here. And then I realized, no, they just think we're narcs. I mean, it's the truth.
Hello, fellow kids.
Hello, kids. Yeah, right. We're just, don't pay attention to us. We're standing here staring at you, three old guys. And they were having a great time. I mean, it didn't bother me. So what I want to do is I want to let Kyle do way more talking than me about this, because this is something you love, and I want to know why. And I think Taco does too. But I also want to make sure to understand that we're not coming at it. We don't dislike it. It's just not something that we listen to a lot. So
yeah, and I guess to set the stage, Kyle is one of my friends, known him for years, and 2018 was my first Bonnaroo, and I went with Kyle because we were in pod 2 together. He's got a van again, I've got the bus, so, we parked right next to each other, looked great, got a lot of people come by and see everything. So we get out and set up camp and get situated, and then we pull out our schedules to compare notes. Like, what are you going to see? What are you going to see? I don't think we saw a single show together, because everything Kyle was interested in, there was no crossover with what we were interested in. So it was like, for the rest of the weekend, I just saw him. He was coming back to camp, we were leaving, or vice versa. So, yeah.
That's awesome. So that's terrific.
He is exactly who I thought of when we started talking about, we should get somebody on who knows a little bit about EDM.
Yeah. All right. So, Kyle, help even further set the stage, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from and how long you've been going to Bonnaroo?
From South Florida, grew up in Colorado, raised in Atlanta. First Bonnaroo was 2012 as a high school graduation gift. And then didn't go again until 2016 when I got the van in 2015. And then from 2016 on, I haven't missed a single one. So it's what, 5 years, 6 years now, something like that. So,
okay. So it wasn't EDM, that originally brought you.
No. I grew up going to all the different festivals. My dad took me to concerts since I was like, you know, he'd sling me up on his shoulders and walk through the pit with me and like, you know, here we go, like just part of life. So, you know, once Bonnaroo came around, I'd never even been to like an electronic show ever. And all it took was that one, that 2012, I think like Subtract played that year. Really, when I think of 2012, like all that sticks out in my head is like Ludacris, the Chili Peppers, and like Subtract. And I remember being at the Subtract show. It was in one of the tents, and the bass was so low, the sand was like coming off the ground, like up to your calf, and like you couldn't breathe, and your shirt's vibrating against you. And I just knew, like, oh, this is a more immersive experience, in my opinion. It's just like you're feeling it. You can't help but feel it. It's just everyone's so excited. Great time. So
yeah, that.
So yeah.
Go ahead.
No, yeah, yeah. So
yeah, that's. That's a great way to put it. It is as much a feel thing as it is a anything else thing, right? I mean, you just
You're feeling it. You're hearing it. The visuals, you know, and then you know, of course, all the people in the crowd with all their light up toys and they're doing their flow art. And this guy's got fire and they've got LEDs and you got the glove people and all that. It's just so much fun and you know, everyone's so excited. I mean, that's festival life in general. It's just everyone's so excited to talk to you and you know share stories, but. And those crowds, I mean, everyone's just so right. Such a tight knit community because we're all there for the same thing, you know. So
that's one of the things that I mean. I again that show that we went to at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, I get it. Again, it's not for me in some ways, but I get it. To me, it's like the perfect festival thing. I mean, that's the whole idea is to just sort of let yourself go and be who you want to be and lose yourself. I guess. I mean. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And over last summer, I went to Infrasound Family Reunion Festival up in Minnesota, which is all bass music, all EDM. And I went to Soundhaven in Tennessee, which is not too far from Manchester. I forgot where in Tennessee it was. You know, this 3 days of a whole festival just dedicated towards EDM, bass music, dubstep, house, D&B, all that kind of stuff. And that was just a whole different experience. I'm used to going to Bonnaroo where it's like it's such a, you know, such a mixture of everything and there's people from all walks of life. And then these festivals, still all walks of life, but just kind of narrowed down a little bit more. You know, a lot of dudes with pashminas around their necks and, you know, the harem pants. And it's like, you know, everyone's got the toys and all that. It was such an interesting experience going, you know, comparing those to Bonnaroo. And honestly, I mean, even after going to those, I would still prefer Bonnaroo just because of the... how different it is. I mean, you know, like Russ said, we went to the same festival, saw none of the same people.
Yes.
None of the same people. Like he's showing me these names. I'm like, is this the same lineup? Like, where did you get this copy of the schedule?
Yeah, like, we were talking two different languages. Trying to communicate.
Seriously.
Wow, you've raised so many things that I want to get into. And just to let people know, one of the things that you did, and I very much appreciated, I'd ask Taco to ask you to send some names, and you put together some playlists so that I would have a clue what we were talking about, and I wanted to hear it. And you did that. Thank you very much. And I think we can link those on as part of this show.
We sure can.
So people can listen to it. And people will be surprised at the diversity. I mean, this is definitely... I was thinking about this morning. All genres have their perceptions, you know. I mean, going back to when I was a little kid, my parents were even raising us. My brothers are older than me. You know, the big knock on the Beatles was it all sounds the same. The big knock on Elvis was it all sounds the same. You know, it's too wild. It's whatever. All of the same criticisms of EDM. There's nothing new. It's the same stuff. So, right. When you hear these playlists, you're going to hear a lot of diversity. You're going to hear a lot of talent. The one question that I will say, and it took me back, going back to that night when the three of us wandered over at 2 o'clock and watched, Mike asked a question about some EDM music. Is there a beginning, a middle, and an end? And I got no answer for that one. But I mean, does there have to be, you know?
Right.
Again, we came up with songs that had a middle, beginning, and an end. but, you know, maybe there doesn't have to be. But the knock, like, you know, it's the same song for 20 minutes or whatever. I mean, we've heard that about the Grateful Dead and Humphreys McGee, you know.
Yeah, Fish.
Fish, my gosh. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not going to go there. What was it, going back to my point, we're going to ask you in a little bit to name, you know, give us your picks of the bands to don't go see. And I'll go ahead and ask you now so you could be thinking about it. You know, maybe one or what are the entry level, you know, what are the acts that people that are going to Bonnaroo who know nothing about, you know, who are the ones to go see that maybe are good entry level, good examples, whatever. And then, you know, what are your picks? We'll get into that. But I'm curious, and I'm so glad to hear all the other things you said. The fact that you and Taco would compare schedules and be like, you know, what festival are you seeing?
Yeah.
Is exactly right. That's a great thing about Bonnaroo and a great thing about festivals in general. But you also mentioned that you've gone to some of these here recently that are more fine-tuned. They're more, you know, the lanes are pretty defined. What do you like about those, and what do you maybe don't like about those? How are they different?
Oh, I liked about them. You find so much. I mean, you find new music every festival you go to. Bonnaroo is known for that. You know, you're walking across and you'll hear something crazy. You go check them out. Now you're a fan for life. But for these more fine-tuned, like the EDM festivals and stuff, it's more of like from your neighbor's perspective, they start turning you on to stuff. Like they'll be playing music out of their car or whatever. And you're like, yo, man, like what is that? And they tell you, and all of a sudden you've got a whole new person to dive. They might be at the festival, they might not even be there, but it's just a whole new person to dive deep into. Me personally, you know, I love deep bass and like walking through the campgrounds, and it's just constantly just wubs coming from everyone's different little spot, let alone the main stage, you know, down the hill and all that. It's just like, it's like your music almost, like to me, you know, that's, you know, that's what the genre I prefer. It was just so cool, like walk around and be like, wow, like everybody here is in tune to the same thing, but everyone has different tastes. You know, like I said, it's like, you know, there might be the kids over here playing house music where they're just, you know, they're just partying. You got the dudes over here playing the real grimy, nasty dubstep where people are just like, you know, headbanging to the floor. You know, you never know what you're gonna hear. And it's, you know, it's really cool. Really, other than that, I mean, it's just the music is the main difference, but the community's still there. I mean, it's a festival. Everyone's still there to hang out and help each other out. It's still a camping festival. You know, everyone's still trying to, like, lift each other up and show each other new stuff and all that kind of stuff. So, as far as, like, you know, things I dislike compared to Bonnaroo, I can't really think of anything. Smaller stages, okay. You know, smaller festivals have, you know, one stage, smaller stage. They have renegade sets usually, you know, out in the campgrounds and all that, so you go find those. But, I mean, Bonnaroo kills it as far as, you know, having the multiple stages and the tents and all the different acts and all that. I mean, you can't, nobody beats that, you know, in my opinion. So yeah.
If you can, what's the difference between house, dub, EDM? That's an old man question. I get it. I mean, I can hear the eye rolls, absolutely. But maybe I'm not. No.
I was expecting this question. I knew this question was coming. All right. So you got, you know, EDM's the umbrella, right? You know, it's the electric dance music. That's, you know, that just covers the whole realm. You've got house music, which is, you know, kind of what you hear more in like bars and, you know, kind of just more upbeat, you know, tunes, tunes, you know, that type thing. You know, you've got dubstep, which is a real, you know, more deep, little darker, grimier. You've got drum and bass, which is the more upbeat kind of house where, you know, it's a little bit more European inspired, but now it's starting to make a big wave here in America, which is cool. It's been trying to do that for a while. You know, you've got the pop EDM stuff, like on this year's lineup, you've got like Said the Sky, Illenium, Griffin, Closey, like people like that. They're a little bit more, you know, a little bit more slower, you know, they ramp it up, they bring it back down. You've got trance, you've got, I mean, there's so many different subgenres of EDM, in quotes, that, you know, it just breaks down so far, and that's just, like, the top. Those are, like, the ones that I listen to. I mean, you could ask somebody else, and they'll tell you seven different ones.
Sure.
So, you know, you never know. But, But I mean, looking at, you know, this year's Bonnaroo lineup, you know, this, I made a list here on my phone. I keep looking down at, and I also have a list of 2020 and 2021's lineup on here as well. And I will honestly say that this year for Bonnaroo, I refer to it as House of Rue this year. This is House of Rue. I mean, we've got 16 house acts. We've got 16 house acts. We've got like 9 like bass acts, and then you got like some poppy stuff. And you know, the years before that we didn't get to go to, I mean, it was like 17 hard acts of like real, you know, real talented, not saying no one's talented or nothing, but like real dark type of stuff, which is what I like. And this year just kind of became House of Rue. I mean, I don't know if house artists were easier to book or what happened, but we've got so many house artists, and which is cool, you know, that's fine. But I mean, you know, it's just, to me, it's like,
All right, before we get into that, first of all, Taco, do you, anything you wanted to ask before I mean, I'm dominating here.
No, go right ahead.
Okay. So I'm glad to hear you've been there since 2012. So you've seen the development. For us, we've been going, Brad and I anyway, since 2007. There, I think he was either 8 or 6. I can't remember if he was a year before or a year after. But we were a little bit surprised when they converted the other tent to the other stage and dedicated it to EDM. Were you at all?
Okay. No, I thought that was a great move. I mean, and now that we don't have Calliope
anymore. Thank you for saying it correctly.
I'm glad you pronounced it correctly, yeah.
Oh, you have to pray out. No, people say it wrong all the time. It drives me crazy.
Really?
Now that Calliope's gone, it's like it kind of left a hole. And, you know, now we have Where in the Woods, which they're trying to fill that hole, I feel like, with Where in the Woods. Because there's DJs on this year's lineup that aren't even playing inside of Cineru. They're just playing Where in the Woods. Big names like Nightmare and stuff like that. So, you know, losing Calliope, that was like a huge hole that opened up. So then them making the other become the other instead of the other tent, just the other, made a lot of sense. And, you know, I think they can definitely expand it a little bit more as well. I'm kind of hoping this year they've added a little bit more sound to it. I think it might need to be a little bit louder, but maybe that's just me.
So, wow. I don't know, man. Yeah. I can feel that bass all the way into my tent when I'm sleeping at 5 a.m, but
it's still not enough.
It wasn't EDM, but I'll never forget. I was in the pit shooting photography for My Morning Jacket, and they opened with, is it Victory Dance from the 1-2-0? Anyway, it was just one of those bass notes, and my whole chest felt like it was exploding. And I looked at the guy next to me, and the photographer next to me said, I think I just peed myself. And I was like, so I know that bass feeling that you're talking about, and I like it. I like it a lot. Do you, so you thought making that transition was a good idea, and I have to agree. It certainly worked. I mean, they went from, you know, 2016, where the audience, the numbers were way down, and then the last couple, you know, obviously up until the pandemic, were sellouts, and they were on their way to sellouts. They obviously knew what they were doing. Do you, back to the whole your schedule versus Taco's schedule, do you just go to there, or do you see, okay,
no,
you do see other shows?
No, yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, you know, I'm the one thing I don't listen to a lot of country. I just wasn't raised that way. You know, it's not really my thing. But I mean, I cover the whole spectrum usually. You know, and you know, I'll find myself gravitating back towards, you know, the bass stuff just because I know a lot more of the artists. But I mean, you know, I was, you know, raised on, you know, rock and roll and hip hop, and you know, and hell, I mean, even my dad back in the day used to bump techno music and take me to the techno tents at the Vans Warped Tours and the Buzz bake sales and all that back in Florida. So, you know, I'm pretty well versed. Just the country.
Everybody has their
shtick.
Everybody has their thing, man. I'm not a big fan of new country, and I'm good for about 3 bluegrass songs.
right. Unless it's Ed Helms doing
it,
then I listen
a
little bit more.
It's the same song, just faster and fastest. You know, it's
right.
You know, and people can say the same about EDM or whatever. When you do go, is it one set? A couple? I mean, are you there all night?
It depends on what else is going on other stages. I mean, if there's nothing else that's going to pull me away from that, then, I mean, it's fun to stay there for 3 hours, 4 hours, however long, you know, sunrise sets or whatever. and just get lost in that whole world. And of course, the longer you stay, the harder it is to walk the next day because your legs are just shot from, you know, your neck, your back, your legs. It's like you feel like you just got hit by a truck. But it's fun. That's part of, you know, that's why
we got the rest of your life to recover. But Monday's
for. Yeah, exactly. You're right. That drive home Monday.
I get it. And I've joked about it for years. I mean, they make fun of me. I'm the go to bed early. I don't go to bed early as they think, but I'm the guy that gets up with the sun. And I can't tell you how many times I've been walking to get my coffee and, you know, the EDM show is just ending and everybody's got zombie look. And I'm like, it's just going to get worse for you. Your day is about to go real bad.
Took a lot of people.
They had a great time, you know, and cool. Good for them. You like this year's lineup?
I do. It's Bonnaroo. You know, I like the lineup no matter what. Compared to the last 2 years that we didn't get, compared to, I'll be honest, I mean, all the lineups I've been to, this one's the worst in my opinion. You know, not even just from an EDM standpoint, but just, you know, overall, I like going through the lineup. Like I said, there's 16 house artists. And like, again, not bagging on house. There's house guys out there. I love house. It's got its place. But I mean, to me, I don't know. It just seemed like, but from what they gave us the past 2 years, it didn't happen. And now what we have now, it's
again,
like,
going back to because you go to other festivals, do you think it's because the others have pulled? Is it because there are other options?
I consider that. Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, maybe that the, you know, the more experimental and the darker, the deeper artists and stuff have been pulled over to more niche festivals. That's totally possible. But just like looking back, you know, at the last year, you know, we had Tipper. Tipper's massive. I mean, he does these crazy visual shows. People like LS Dream, same thing. We had Deadmau5, Subtronics, which, you know, heavy rhythm stuff. Trip Street, Not Low, AT Aliens. I mean, Sudden Death. Yeah. I mean, it's gonna be a heavy,
Tipper was on my list to go see. That was the one when I did my my dive. I was like, okay, that's the one I'm gonna go to for sure.
Right. Yeah, Tipper. I mean, Tipper will have the Tipper and Friends. I believe it's in Sewanee, and they'll do the Tipper and Friends Festival. And it's just like, you know, he hosts it type thing, and he's got a bunch of other people that play it. I'd love to go. I haven't been yet. But he's a cool dude. I mean, I love his sound, and he's very, very artistic guy. And then his visuals alone, I mean, my God. It's, I don't know how he does it. So, yeah.
I'm glad to hear all this because I think some perception, I know there were some perception, and again, it's perception, but there was a perception among some that Bonnaroo had become the other and then the rest of the festival. You had a large group of people that were just doing EDM. May have been some of that. I mean, who knows what this year is going to be like. I don't know if that was fair or not. I mean, I don't know too many people that just dedicate themselves to one thing. It's kind of anti the whole purpose of Bonnaroo or the beauty of Bonnaroo. So, but I know there were some people.
Right. But sometimes the lineup last year, when I was looking at the lineup, I said to myself, oh my God, like I might spend the entire weekend at the other. Like, it was just such a stacked lineup. I was like, these are people that I want to see so bad that I was like, wow, I'm going to spend the entire time at the other stage, which would be okay, but you're also missing out on, you know, on the rest of everything else that's going on. What's weird this year, too, is, you know, if you go day by day, there's no, and I say heavy bass. That's, you know, that's what I refer to, like, dubstep and stuff like that. Just like, you know, experimental, heavy kind of stuff. We don't get any of that until, what, Sunday? Saturday, halfway through Saturday. So you got Thursday, Friday, and halfway through Saturday until any of that stuff even plays. I don't understand how that lineup, you know, happened. You know, I guess they're filling the rest of it with house music, which is, you know, house music's great for like day stuff. You know, you're dancing around, everyone's having a good time. You know, you could dance with a hot dog to house music. You could eat your food while you're dancing. Totally cool. You know, no headbanging, no nothing like that, which is fine. But halfway through Saturday, until you get something that's really heavy, that's really going to shake you, besides Rekno plays Thursday. And, you know, so we got one heavy guy the first day, nothing. And then from Saturday on, you have the rest of them. And even then, it's like seven artists. And so I don't know. It's just weird. I'd love to sit down with the Bonnaroo folks and just. Like,
maybe
why?
We need what to revisit, Taco. We need to get Brian and Steven back on.
We do. We need to make another trip to Knoxville and ask them those questions.
When you guys talk to them, that's what I was like, man, I wish I could be in the room right now just so I could speak up and be like, hey, quick question.
I think it goes to the question, too, about have the other festivals influenced, you know, have they taken from, have they, I don't want to say given up, but acknowledged maybe that there are boutique festivals for just that. I mean, is the demographic so defined now that that's what they have to do? I have no idea. And it wouldn't be just for that genre. I'm wondering about a lot of it, to be honest. We talked about that 2 weeks ago and don't know the answer. We won't know till it's all over, said and done, and everybody evaluates. But all right.
Exactly. Either way, we're all going to have a blast.
Never not great,
though.
Man.
I mean, you know,
never not
like
great.
Like I said, it could be the same artist the whole weekend, and I'm still going to go, you know.
It's never not great.
It's amazing.
All right, so who are the EDM acts that when Taco and I and Brad are making our lists, and Brad isn't going to go, let's be honest. He isn't going to get anywhere near the other stage unless he's walking past it to something, you know. But... Who do I need to definitely don't miss?
Don't miss.
Yeah. Who's the don't miss act on the other?
I'm going to say, and again, these are just in my opinion, Of the Trees, you know, great experimental artist. I mean, real funky vibe. G Jones is a classic. These are more kind of like experimental dubstep type situation. Black Tiger Sex Machine. I remember when you guys were going through the lineup, and I think one of you guys were like, what is a Black Tiger Sex Machine? I have to know what that is. I'm like in the car just laughing, like, you guys, you're missing out on so much. Like, you know, for house music, you've got like Dombrowski and Habstract and Shipwreck. You know, they're pretty solid house artists that are more on the industrial side, which is what I kind of lean more towards too, versus the poppy side. You've got Closey and Flume and Griffin on the more like middle ground, you know. Flume gets kind of hard sometimes, you know. So yeah, I guess those are like three from each subgenre that I've got listed here. You've also got Still Woozy. We've got Raven Schoon for the people who want something heavy. 100 Drums, that girl kills it. I mean, her, it's amazing. Lucy, same thing. What else we got here? I guess Mark Ribollet doesn't really count. He's not really in the EDM thing, but I mean, if nobody should miss Mark. I know you guys are probably going to see Mark.
I agree.
So.
Yeah.
Unless you saw Mark when he played
Chattanooga.
I'm so jealous.
Last minute concert they threw together, and it was just like, yeah, we got to go. It was great. It was great.
So jealous. I mean, his live streams got me through the pandemic.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, just so much fun to watch that guy. I got a kimono just for it, you know.
Fair enough. And I said the acts that are just on the other. There are EDM acts throughout the festival, so I shouldn't have limited it that way. There'll be some on the Witch.
Right. And like I said, too, Flume will probably be on the Witch. You know, big name, probably on the Witch. Like I said, you know, they've got Nightmare out on the Where in the Wood stage, which will be crazy because, I mean, he's not even playing inside of Cineroo. He's just strictly playing out there. And so, you know, a massive name. Like, I remember one time me and my dad went to Bonnaroo a while back, and that was his favorite show. And he still, to this day, talks about the visuals that Nightmare had in the background. I mean, he compares every show to that show. And so, you know, very, very talented artist and all that. And it's just weird. It's going to be cool to see how that works, where he's just going to stay outside and everyone else is going to be inside. And so, and I don't know. It's interesting. I think you guys spoke about it last time, how there will be, I think Pondo was talking about the different acts that are going to be out in the campgrounds and out the different plazas. So, it's interesting. It's a
all right. And what are the what are the acts that have you interested? What are the discovery acts for you on the list?
I mean, like I said, the people I just said, like, you know, Of the Trees, G Jones, all them. Other than that, I mean, we still got the whole hip hop side of Bonnaroo. You know, we've got Isaiah Rashad,
Chattanooga guy.
Listen to him since his first mixtape.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. you know, you've got like people like, you know, Japanese Breakfast, you know, everything. You got Lane 8, you know, which will be great. Fimikuti, which is more of the like whole like Earth type stuff. Sons of Kemet, which is The Comet is Coming. That's two of the guys or one of the guys from The Comet is Coming. And so that's just gonna be like, you know, saxophones and drums and just like having a great dance time. You know, you got Mark Ribley, you got Ludacris, you got Lettuce, you got, you know, all these, such a wide variety. So I mean, my list is just all over the place. So, you know, like the couple people I told you earlier, as far as the EDM stuff, you know, that's who I'm excited to see. Rez, G Jones, Of The Tree, Ravens Coons, Of The 100 Drums, stuff like that. Not for the house people. I'm not ignoring the house music. We've got Chris Lorenzo, we've got Phantoms, we've got Shipwreck, we've got all these people, you know, I love them. And then I'm just, you know, the pop stuff, like I said, Griffin, Closey, Elenium, Porter Robinson, Said The Sky. You know, if it's lunchtime and they're playing, you know, I'll go check them out, you know, just to say I've seen them, but I'm not really going to go, like, seek them out because that's not really my thing. So, yeah. And then, you know, as far as hip-hop as well, you know, we've got, you know, J. Cole's going to be massive. I can't wait to see J. Cole. I'm a huge fan. You guys talked about him on one of your last podcasts saying that you weren't too impressed, if I remember right, they weren't too impressed with the show that he put on back then. So I'm hoping that now that was however many years ago, he's gained a lot of, you know, notoriety since then. I'm hoping he puts on a great show. We've got Boss playing. Boss is part of his label, so I'm sure they'll come out together and do something. Yeah, and then really, there's not a lot of hip-hop this year either, which is something else I was interested in kind of lacking there as well.
Are you a solo guy, or you got a crowd when you go?
50-50. Sometimes I'm solo, and sometimes okay. I think this year I'll have a group. But like the festivals I went to over the summer, the Tennessee one and the Minnesota one, took the van by myself and just made a little road trip out of it and decided to go make friends, which is, I mean, it was my first time doing it. And it was nerve-wracking, absolutely, you know, but I was also going into it knowing how camping festivals are. And like, you know, once you hear that first beer can pop open from your neighbors, and then you walk over with your beer can, and now it's like, hey, you ever try this?
I'm glad you said your beer can. I was like, what do you mean neighbor's beer can? What? I was confused there for a second.
Yeah, Kyle's a weirdo like me because we both actually enjoy camping year round, you know, outside of festivals too.
So. Right.
Yeah. Reason I ask is you mentioned the show, and I'm not going to get too deep into it. This is where I definitely get into the weeds of, you know, it's one of those perception things with like a DJ show. The show is what, lights and, you know, a guy standing at a turntable kind of thing. But once you see it and hear it and you're part of the crowd and you're with friends, you get it. It's a little bit different than going to a concert and sitting in a chair and watching. So it's an experience. Absolutely. I mean, I do know that. Like I said, I get it. I have no, you know, it's not necessarily my thing, but I like it for a bit. So I'm anxious to go by and see what they've done.
Yeah.
And see some of these acts, and I very much appreciate you putting together those playlists. I've been listening to them for a week. Yeah, it's good stuff. I mean,
cool.
You know, that to me one of the great things about Bonnaroo is discovery. I mean, that's been the
absolutely
driver from the beginning, and community and everything else. But discovery is a huge part of it, and.
I always say, like, when the lineup comes out and I don't recognize a whole lot of people, that's more exciting to me because that means I'm about to discover way more people than I knew before.
Yeah,
that's why this whole show started. Rabbit hole. I mean, there's no question about it. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't want to go see the same thing I've seen and heard over and over and over. I want to leave there with a new favorite act. If I leave there with a new favorite act, it's been a great festival. That's my – if you can turn me on to somebody – you know, or I can turn you on to somebody, it's an even greater festival. So that's the...
Exactly. And that happens all the time. Like the girl I mentioned earlier, 100 Drums, when I went up to the festival up in Minnesota, I was talking to my camp neighbors. They drove there from Colorado, and I was asking them who they're excited to see. And she was there strictly for 100 Drums, and I didn't even know who that was at the time. You know, like I listened to the Spotify playlist that the festival had put together beforehand that had everybody in it. But, you know, there's so many artists on there, I didn't get a chance to really, like, listen to everybody. And, you know, she demanded that I go with them to the 100 Drum show. And, I mean, instant fan. I mean, when I saw her on this year's lineup, I was so excited because she's just, she kills it. And it's just little stuff like that where your neighbor might convince you to, you know, oh, you already seen that person 8 times. Come check out who I'm going to go see. And then you go see them and it's,
yeah, it's the best. Know,
totally worth it. So.
All right. Yeah. Taco, any other questions?
I think that about covers it for me.
I
don't have too much to add.
I hope we'll do this again, maybe with some more experts to help fill in the blanks for the, you know, our obvious things we don't know about. Right. But Kyle, very, very helpful. I'm so glad you did this. And I especially appreciate the fact that you've been there, you know, for many years and have that perspective. So this has been very, very helpful and some great names. And again, the Spotify playlists are great. And we'll link them.
Hopefully we can all, we'll link them. Hopefully we can all meet up for a show or two.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
And
Barry, who on those Spotify playlists did we stick out to you out of curiosity?
The main ones that you said, Grizz, Flume, like Griffin. Yeah. I mean, I can't remember. There was one or two others because as I wasn't matching name for song. You know what I mean? I was just listening. So there were a few that I would go back and say, all right, who is this? Yeah. And
And that's why, at least for you guys, I tried to, you know, I made 3 different playlists.
I'm glad you did.
And the darker stuff. And so to kind of give you like
a range.
That's
part of why I asked that question, the difference. They are different. And I mean, I knew that, not everybody does. Like I said, you hear EDM in some people's mind and their perception is whatever it is. And it's like everything else. It's way deeper and more nuanced than you're given credit for. So, all right, man. Thank you so much.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to shout out your Instagram? Where can people find you? And
all right, cool. I've got 2. I've got the Kyle Gonzalez, which is just me on Instagram. Then I've got my van, who's way cooler than me. That's the Steely Van. So he's got his own page. I got my own page. I also want to give a shout out to Bonnaroo. Give a shout out to you guys. Also, Bonnaroo, please add 1 more mushroom fountain. Just like 1 more fountain. Like, please, like, it gets hot out there. Like, I remember, like, we watched the, 2018. It was the internet playing in a tent, middle of the day, middle of the crowd. Even the internet's up there, like, freaking out on how hot it is. And, I mean, people are passing out, but they're being taken care of and everything. And the whole time, you look over your shoulder, and there's that fountain just flowing in the background. And everyone's like, God, I don't want to leave this, but look at the fountain. Mm-hmm. So, more mist tents, another fountain would be awesome. Other than that, Bonnaroo, you're beautiful. You're perfect. Right. Love it.
All right, so there you go. I thought that was great. I thought, Kyle, I was so glad that he'd been there, been going for years, so it wasn't like a one-off. Not that there's anything wrong, you know, but he was able to give us some history and some nuance and some background. And he also goes to a lot of other festivals. I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, and if you're like us and you look at some of these names or genres and you're like, I don't know what this, you know, hopefully I definitely got some pointers and some ideas. So there's definitely some shows I want to check out now after talking to him.
Yeah, it's funny. And Brad and I have talked about this. I think we've talked about it on the show. You know, Brad's a radio programming guy, and I've written entertainment for a newspaper for 33 years. And one of the big hurdles that I had to overcome, and he has too, is this notion that when somebody says, hey, have you ever heard of, you know, whatever, your inclination is to say, yeah, sure, of course.
Yeah.
You know, and you get burned a lot on that. And I finally realized, no, I've never heard of them, and I'm not going to apologize for it. There's just no way that you can know everybody.
No.
You know, it's funny to hear people will look at you like, well, how can you claim to know this or that if you've never heard of it? Well, you can't know everybody, so I'm not even going to try.
Yeah, and on this show, we've never claimed to know a lot about this. So,
yeah, not this particular genre.
Not this genre, yeah. So that was a huge help for me. I'm glad we had him on.
Yeah, it was great. And I hope to get somebody else on with maybe some other opinions.
Absolutely.
And maybe someone within the industry. you know, maybe some artists and acts. Mm-hmm. We need to do that. But all right. Well, this isn't the only festival going. You've got one coming up this weekend, right?
Coming up this weekend will be Shaky Knees, downtown Atlanta, Georgia. And this will be my second one. I went last year, and, you know, it's a city festival, so it's different than Bonnaroo. The camping is really like what gets me into Bonnaroo. So having to, you know, ride the train and Uber and go back and forth, it's not as fun, I don't think. But I looked, you know, I laughed last year. Y'all asked, well, would you go back? And I said, really depends. The lineup would have to be really good. Well, guess what? The lineup is really good. So here I am. I'm going back.
Yeah, it's good. And I've said, I've had a couple of medical things that I'm recovering from very well, not complaining. I'm lucky, mm-hmm. very, very lucky, but not going to be able to make it. But this, I'm with you, man. This is a great lineup. Are you going all every day?
Every day, yeah. Yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday's Green Day, Saturday's Nine Inch Nails, and Sunday is My Morning Jacket.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. That's the one that kills me. That hurts me. Sundays are really good. I think they're all three great lineups. I would go all 3 days. If I had to pick, Sunday would be it for me. But I'm happy for you. And you've got family friends that are close, right?
I do. But it turns out they sold their house and moved out to Woodstock. So they're a bit further out of the city than, you know, to stay. But I've got another friend lined up that actually, Kyle that we just talked to, he and I and Christo, that's who I'm staying with. Christo's also got a bus. So, you know, we're all friends. So he said he's got a house just down the road from the festival. He said, come crash. And I said, okay.
There you go. Didn't you go last year and take like a 3-hour walk to go in 10 minutes?
Yes, that was, So Kelsey that I went with, after the festival got out, this was like Saturday night, one of her friends was there and he said, all right, y'all, we're going to this bar. I know this great bar. It's just a couple blocks down the road. So we start walking and we're walking. And we're walking, and like an hour goes by, and I'm like, where, how? And he's like, no, I think it's just further up here. And, you know, we eventually just stop and sit down because he can't figure it out. We look up where it is, and it's still like, you know, a couple miles away. So we're like, we're going to Uber from here.
Wow.
So, but that exhausted me. I mean, that was far too much walking just to go to a bar.
Yeah. Could have got a beer just about anywhere.
I know. We passed so many places. I'm like, this place looks cool. Can we stop here? They got beer. Can we go here?
Wow. Yeah. Well, you're going with people you've met because of these festivals.
Exactly.
I don't think, you know, I think we're past it. I know 4, 5, 6 years ago, whenever I would tell people I was going to Bonnaroo, the first thing was always, you camp. And mm-hmm. we're so far past that. Now it's, there's just this whole community thing, and it's countrywide. It's not just, you know, within our little universe. So correct. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. And, what are we up to for Bonnaroo? Like 50 something days?
Yeah. Yeah. It's right on top of us.
Yeah.
It'll be here before we know it. And, got more shows planned. We've got, I'm very excited. I don't know how I hate saying what we've got planned because so many things can happen, but I will mm-hmm. say this. We've got a guest lined up in the next couple of weeks who was there at the beginning when Bonnaroo was created and is very much involved in the festival industry. And I can't wait to have him on as a guest coming up very soon. And then we need to get more people like Pondo and Kyle and anybody else we can think of.
I agree. I mean, I this has been great. We've reached out to, you know, some friends of ours and said, hey, you want to be on the show? And they said, yeah. So it worked out great.
Like we've said, the vetting process, there's my cat. The vetting process is pretty stringent. You know, they answer the phone call. That usually puts you at the top of the list.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Taco, unless there's anything else, I want to say thanks to everybody, and can't wait to see everyone. And thanks so much for listening. And hit, you know, we never say this, but hit that subscribe button and tell your friends.
That's right.
We never push it very much.
Yeah. it really goes a long way to help with growth of the show and to get us out to other people that might not have heard of it. So we really appreciate it.
Yeah, and thanks to Consequence for pushing us, and that helps a lot. And if you want one of those Never Not Great t-shirts, go to that merch, thewhatpodcast.com. It's on there. Right. Buy a t-shirt, and I'll send you something from the basement. I promise.
Maybe I'll send you that cat.
If the package is moving, the cat's in it. She is very vocal. I better go before she bites my leg off.
Yeah, all right. I'll let you tend to that.
Thanks, guys, so much.
Well, hello there. This is Brad Steiner.
This is Barry Corder.
And after you check out the latest episode of the What Podcast, be sure to check out some of the other great programs on the Consequence Podcast Network, including
Rootsland. It's an original story of two friends who take a musical and spiritual journey from the suburbs of Long Island to the streets of Kingston, Jamaica.
Or Kyle Meredith With, where you can find interviews with all of your favorite musicians and bands. Hosted by our guy, Kyle Meredith. New episodes air weekly on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Head to consequence.net to listen to these podcasts and many great others.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.